JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Rapid Response and Rural Water merge to provide better service. And stick around to find out what we have in Glimpses of Jamaica. The Rapid Response Unit and the Rural Water Supply Limited have merged in an effort to provide more efficient services to residents of rural Jamaica who are impacted by drought conditions. Junior Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Ian Hales, says this will enhance the common goal of both entities to efficiently provide potable water to residents across the island.
Oh yes, in terms of trucks, we have 20 trucks now in operation. Rapid Response is now doing a business plan with Rural Water in ensuring that for the markets that NWC cannot meet, such as providing the tanks, providing the guttering around the house, Rapid Response can now do those things in an effective business plan that is long-term.
Minister Hales was speaking in an interview with the JIS News. He says a report from the Meteorological Service of Jamaica indicates that drought conditions are still affecting Hanover, St. James, Westmoreland, St. Elizabeth, and parts of Trelawney and St. Catherine. Did you know that Vision 2030 is Jamaica's first long-term national development plan? Its objective is for Jamaica to achieve developed country status by 2030. Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is based on a comprehensive vision: Jamaica, the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Jane, it's how you start coming to work so early from the other day. You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done. But when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
On the community notice board, youths across the island are invited to a day of fun and information at the Teen Expo March 8 at the Girls Guide headquarters in St. Andrew from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Special features include fashion show, career information, talent show, games, and giveaways. Admission is free. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
Yes, when we little and then tell you about knife stand up on the back, they always say you have a trouble. So one day, while I was at home, Ted put down the knife. And when he put down the knife, he called me and said, "Mommy, the knife stand up on the back." And I said, "Oh God, boy, you have a trouble, you know. You have a trouble." And he did work out. Beam. I'm Joycelyn Ellison.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Prince Moore, my engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, reminding you to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.